your host for Lacrosse Talk PM, Rick Sola.
All right, welcome to a Tuesday of Lacrosse Talk PM. 608-785-7914 is the talk and text line. And you don't even know what I'm going to be talking about, but that's the talk and text line when you do want to call me enraged about something. I'm getting texts. I'm getting all kinds of strange texts heading into the show. I am going to talk with Peter Cameron, the editor-in-chief of the Badger Project. I think it's, let's see here. I got it right here. TheBadgerProject.org. And we're going to talk about who funded the campaigns that we all just voted on in Wisconsin. We heard a lot of that during the debates. The teacher from Illinois or the teacher from California and the governor from Illinois, and the outrage that Democrats are being funded from out of state. And, you know, and then it's like, well, do you want to do something about that? So that, you know, we can't just send as much money as we want to anybody we want, to political parties. Well, no, we just want to know. The argument was like, no, we just want to know that where that money is coming from. And it's like, well, you just said it was the governor of Illinois and the teacher in California. I feel like that's, we already know. Let's stop that. Let's give everybody $1,000 and let them fund the campaign that way. So we'll talk to Peter Cameron about that. That's serious stuff. We don't have to dive too deep into that just this minute. I will say I did download the COVID Aware MN app. It's the Minnesota launched this yesterday. And it's just, it just burns your battery on your phone. You download it, you turn your location on, and it just tells you where you are at. And then I'm guessing it's just going to tell you if you were next to somebody who may be tested positive, if you walk by or are entangled with somebody who has that app and has their location on. I turn my location off at any point that I'm not using Google Maps, that I don't need to know how to get to somewhere. I turn location off. So it's not going to work very well for me. I guess if I think about it, if I'm going to go somewhere where I'm going to be buzzing by people, I will turn it on. But the app doesn't make a whole lot of sense where I'm at, because I'm in Wisconsin for half the day. So unless Minnesota, Wisconsin, you know, maybe all the states got together and said, hey, we should all launch this app. Instead of making it COVID Aware MN, make it COVID Aware USA. And have everybody use the app. And then pay for our cell phone bills, because our data is going to go through the roof with the location on all the time. I don't know how location works. Location will work when I don't have tower sometimes. So I don't really know how that, what satellites send in their, you know, data to my phone at that point, and giving me all kinds of brain cancer. We've started every show since last week, Monday, with some kind of Thanksgiving Day topic. Thanksgiving Day table topic. Tater tot casserole was the weird one, but it was the most fun. Green pistachio salad, what is that? Raisins and stuffing. What's a dessert? And Peter Cameron, actually, we'll talk to Peter about this. I think we can continue this conversation after the break, but Peter says his dad's kind of the Thanksgiving Day master. And he likes to experiment. So we'll ask Peter about, you know, we'll get his take on Thanksgiving Day and what mishaps come with dinner. Because he said his dad likes to experiment texted me, play the hits, quote unquote. Dad, just play the hits. Turkey, mashed potatoes, whatever. And I will say I shoveled the driveway today. It's the most work I've ever done since the pandemic, I think. I did buy a bicycle during the pandemic, and I live in a pretty hilly area, so I will say that there were a couple of bicycle rides that were pretty tough. So maybe these balance out. But man, I went to start my tractor, which is from 1976, I believe. Mom might text me if she's listening and say, nope, it's 1975 or 4. It's old. It's a wheel horse, like a lawn tractor, but it's got one of the big snowblowers on the front. And you just don't tell dad, but I just run everything over it. It just shoots whatever, tree trunks and rocks and Don't tell my dad that though. So you can't destroy it. I've tried. I think my older brother had it before me, and it's been, you know, you pass down clothes. We pass down lawn tractors for snow blowing purposes. But I went to start it, and the battery's completely dead. I even unhooked it. Dad told me to unhook it after winter last year, and I did. But the battery's dead anyway, and I'm sure the gas is old. And once I get the battery going, then the gas will be bad, and I'll have to take the carburetor apart. No, I will. I'll just take the air filter off and spray some like flammable brake clean in there to see what happens. So that didn't start. So then I got the old shovel out, and my driveway is 100 yards long. And so that effort began. Little increments, just a little bit of shoveling at a time. Instead of going straight down the hilly driveway 100 yards, I had to just go side to side at like 7-yard clips because it's the heaviest snow ever in the history of the world. I'm getting a text here that said, this text came an hour ago, so hard to say, but avoid the area by Reinhardt Foods Industrial Park. Police got it all blocked off. That's the text exactly. Reinhardt Foods Industrial Park looks to be a little north of here. I could have walked over there. That doesn't seem right. It wouldn't be downtown, right? I just Googled Reinhardt Foods. There's all kinds of them. Okay, there's one over here. There's one over here on St. Cloud Street by the kind of behind the brewery. Maybe there, right? That makes more sense. That's the industrial park. So an hour ago, police had that blocked off. So if anyone's driving by there, let me know. What's going on? Do some reporting for us because I'm stuck in here. So Peter Cameron coming up. He's got two stories on this, who funded our political parties in 2020. One's headlined, "The Biggest Donors to Wisconsin's Political Parties in 2020. Okay, I just said that. And the other one is $2 million checks in all caps. Got to put an all caps headline in there. $2 million checks, colon, this year, out-of-state liberals dominate donations to Wisconsin political parties." And that's the other headline. And he's got all these, the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, and the philanthropist teacher from California, all these liberals spending money on our political parties. All right, so let's take a break. Hey, Caitlin's doing the news today, so hold tight. We'll be back after this. All right, welcome back to Lacrosse Talk PM. 608-785-7914 is the talk and text line. Peter Cameron's joining me, the editor-in-chief of the Badger Project, thebadgerproject.org. Hey, Peter, just hold tight here because number three is a friend of show. He's always calling, and I like to get him on. Number three, you're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you were trying to start up that snowblower again today.
Well,
that antique, that antique you got?
Yep.
Yeah, well, why don't you have, you still got your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why don't you have her shovel the driveway? It's all downhill.
Yeah, it sounds, we could put a plow on her car or something maybe.
Okay, she got a front wheel drive?
Yeah.
Okay, boy, she got all the bells and whistles. And another thing. You want to keep your girlfriend. I was going down the road last night, and I heard you got your house set at 54 degrees.
58.
50. Well, that's the quickest way to lose a love life is having a cold house.
Okay. Good advice. Thank you.
You bet. No charge.
No charge. Bye. All right. Thanks a lot. Peter Cameron, where's your thermostat in your house?
It's not at 58. Or you said 50, even 54 or 64?
Yours is at 60. Mine's at 58.
No, that's. I mean, I like it cold, but even that's too cold for me. So, I mean, I don't know, 65, 66.
I will say the girlfriend just goes and grabs wood out of the woods and throws it in the. We have like a burner, so we're burning stuff. So that'll warm it up a little bit.
I'm surprised you can get a woman to live with you at that level.
It's a pandemic. You can do what you want.
That's true. She can't go anywhere.
Right. Peter Cameron's the, I call you the editor, and then I've never, is it editor-in-chief or editor-and-chief of the Badger Project?
We say managing editor. I'm also a journalist, so that works as well, just the writer as well.
Yeah, editor, journalist, there's got to be multimedia something there, and web page manager something probably.
Yeah, lots of hats, that's for sure.
Which means please click the red button when you go to thebadgerproject.org, because Peter's running the show. He might be a one-man team, everyone, for you know, during the pandemic. I'm not sure.
Well, we've got help for sure, but yeah, what, can I do the fundraising pitch before people, before we get into the
Well, can we get, you know, if you write stories like this, I feel like you're not going to have the governor from Illinois click to donate.
That's true. The big time donors. That's why we need the small donors. We need the, you know, the Bernie Sanders style, and well, I guess, and the Trump donors, the little donors we need.
Yeah, definitely. TheBadgerProject.org is the website. It's there's a couple of clicks there. This isn't as bad as a political email that you get, and then you click on their link, and the first thing you see is donate, and then you're like, well, what information were you trying to send me? Because I want to see that, and you're just sending me to your donate page. But yeah, you guys are you're in like a fundraiser period right now, huh?
Yeah, and so all donations to the Badger Project until the end of the year are matched, 100% matched. There's a program we're participating in. It's called Newsmatch, and it's a national nonprofit journalism fundraising program. And some of the foundations that are funding this match, they come from Facebook. They come from the Knight Foundation, another big foundation. So, yeah, good time to donate to the Badger Project right now if you like nonpartisan and fact-based journalism.
Now, the Knight Foundation, is that with Kit, the car, the Trans Am, and Michael Knight?
That's a different one.
That's a different foundation. Okay, I thought maybe that was. I'm Googling that, and actually, that your Knight Foundation comes up first. I'm a little disappointed about that. That means my Google Analytics don't think that I watch the sci-fi show. I can't even think of the show's name now anymore with the Knight Foundation. All right,
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider, there it is, the Knight Foundation. God, how did I forget that? It was one of my favorite shows. Probably still would be if I ever caught it on, or I'd watch it one time and be like, man, this is a terrible show. How did I ever watch this? All right, so before we get into the liberals donating to Democrats, the liberal rich wigs donating to Democrats, which is one of your two main stories on thebadgerproject.org, I teased this before the break. Your dad likes to... I guess he runs the show on Thanksgiving, and he doesn't always play the hits, as you texted me earlier today. Can you explain what your dad does?
Yeah, I mean, you think of it, when you go see a band, you want them to play what you hear on the radio, right? And they've played those songs a million times, so they want to play something new because it's more interesting for them. So it's that sort of that conflict. My father does a really good job of doing Thanksgiving dinner, all the traditional stuff, and. But now he's starting to experiment because he's bored with the hits. And so we want, you know, the people eating it, the audience just wants the hits, and he's putting orange peel in the cranberry sauce and mushrooms in the stuffing and doing things like that. Nothing too weird, but we just want him to play the hits.
Now, Al had texted me a little bit ago. He goes, Thanksgiving question, do you use giblets in your dressing preparation? I don't prepare dressing. Nor do I eat dressing. But I don't know what giblets are. Yeah, any idea there? Is that a joke?
Is it turkey drippings? I don't know.
So neither of us know. Clearly, we're just eating on Thanksgiving, whatever's shoved in front of us. All right. So you have two stories on here, they're both really related, right? But the one is the biggest donors to Wisconsin political parties in 2020. Was this surprising, the top two names on this list, or even, you know, and then as you go down the list, are there surprises here? Is it surprising that the Illinois governor and this teacher from California's, I think Dan Kopenke liked to put it during debates, is that, that's pretty odd?
I mean, in 2 years ago, it was right-wing donors dominating in Wisconsin, specifically two political parties. Let me point out that I think most of your listeners have heard of super PACs, and they have some idea what that is. That's an organization that can raise unlimited amounts and spend unlimited amounts as long as they don't coordinate with a candidate. So when you see a commercial for Trump or Biden or whatever, and they say, I'm Joe Biden, I approve of this message, that's direct donations to the candidate. But super PACs, you won't hear that I'm, you know, so-and-so and I approve this message, because it's independent spending. It's independent of the campaign. So now what we're talking about here is not super PACs, where you have some of these billionaires can just spend as much as they want in super PACs. We're talking about donations directly to political parties, and then the political party can turn around and donate that directly to a candidate, and that's a little bit more advantageous to the candidate because they can do whatever they want with it. They don't have to. It's not an independent super PAC spending on whatever they want.
Yeah, there's two schools of thought here, right? Me as a person, I can, if I wanted Dan Kopenke, as my representative, I can donate. What is it, like up to $1,000 as an individual, something like that?
He was a state Senate candidate, so I think it's $2,000 to state Senate candidates.
Okay, so if I wanted to I just want all the Republicans to win, so then I can donate to the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and there's no limit there, right?
Yeah, so if you donate directly to a candidate in Wisconsin, there's a limit to for governor or attorney general candidates. For those seats, it's $20,000. For state Senate, it's $2,000. For state assembly, I think it's $1,000. But whatever it is, there's a cap on all of those if you donate directly to the candidate. But in Wisconsin, there's currently a loophole, a big loophole, and there's no limit on what you can donate to a political party, and no limit on what the political party can turn around and donate to a candidate. So you've got this big loophole, and billionaires from out of state are just driving a truck through it.
Yeah, and to break this down too a little bit, the loophole itself, because we'll get to who's donating where after the break, but the loophole itself is kind of weird. So A, I can donate to the political party as much as I want, but B, then the people running for office kind of have to adhere to their political party masters in order to curry favor so that they spend money on individual campaigns. I know Steve Doyle, you know, he got quite a bit of money just based on what Robin Voss, a Republican, was saying earlier in the election process or the campaigning process. So I think the Democratic Party of Wisconsin said, you know what, this looks like it's going to be a contested race. We need to give Steve Doyle some more money, according to Doyle. That's how Doyle described it. So, you know, but like the idea here is, hey, if these candidates want money from their political party, they got to fall in line a little bit. That's kind of how I see that.
That could be. I mean, some people make the opposite argument and say this, that something like this would prevent, I don't know, it strengthens institutions, and that's, some people would argue that's what we want, is we want strong institutions, and then you have less renegades doing whatever they want. But yeah, I mean, it's two sides of the coin. Which way do you want to go?
All right. So, all right, and then the idea that this loophole exists is one party's fault. Can we point a finger at one party and why there is unlimited campaign donations to each individual political party in Wisconsin? We could point to the finger here, right, or not?
Partially. There used to be a limit. I believe it was $6,500 that you could spend. Don't quote me on that. I can't remember now. But there used to be a limit of what you could spend per year in Wisconsin on political contributions. So once you hit that limit, then you couldn't make any more donations. The Supreme Court ruled that that aggregate limit was unconstitutional. It was an unconstitutional limit of your First Amendment rights. And so they removed that limit, and there was never a limit on donating to political parties. So that aggregate limit had served as the contribution limit there. So they removed that, and then Republicans who control the legislature, who still do, but control the legislature earlier in this decade, didn't put a new limit onto political parties. There's a bill in the legislature. A Democrat from Wisconsin, from Madison, wants to apply limits to political parties, and hasn't gone anywhere yet. So it's something that you know could be picked up potentially, but hasn't.
Does 12,000 sound right? I just Googled it, but I don't. I just 12,000 cap limit, or do you think that's too much?
They might. I don't remember what it was. I've got it in one of my stories. It might have been 20,000 because that's the limit for the governor and the attorney general. But I don't remember what the proposed limit is, and that doesn't even mean that's just in the bill, and there could be negotiation to move it up or whatever. But
yeah, and then I just remember the debate I did for Senate between with Dan Kopenke. I just remember asking, hey, what why not cap these limits? And Kopenke was, we need to know where the money's coming from versus capping it. But do we already know where the money's coming from, or is he talking about something where we don't know where this money is coming from? Because then he went on and named the people that were getting the money, were giving the money.
That's different. So we know who's donating directly to the political parties. That disclosure is not an issue there. Disclosure is an issue with the super PACs. And which is interesting because, so I think a lot of your listeners know the Citizens United Supreme Court case that sort of created these super PACs that allow for unlimited spending as long as it's independent of the campaign. And but one thing that this is something Democrats, or I should start, the U.S. Supreme Court I think Roberts has written that they're open to disclose. There's nothing unconstitutional about disclosure. So Congress can write a law saying everything needs to be disclosed. Currently, not everything is. There's a lot of dark money going to the super PACs. But the Democrats have actually tried to get a bill passed that would basically beef up disclosure, that would force more disclosure or all disclosure to super PACs. And Republicans have, you know, blocked it, have resisted it. So that's sort of a partisan issue right now at the federal level, is the disclosure issue.
Yeah, it just seems like another one of them things where everybody agrees as citizens, yeah, we would like to know where all the money is coming from, and then for some reason it's a partisan issue, and then nobody listens to most of the voices that are electing these people.
Yeah, I mean, I think perhaps Republicans thought that loosened campaign finance rules would benefit them. That was not the case in Wisconsin in 2020. Left-wing money sort of left-wing money was much greater in Wisconsin than right-wing money was. It didn't really result in much. I mean, maybe it resulted in a Biden victory, but it didn't result in many wins in the legislature, which they were hoping for. So
sure. All right, we're talking to Peter Cameron, the Badger Project's journalist, editor, campaign donor, aficionado. We'll be back. We got to get Scott's comment coming up and Caitlin doing the news. We'll be back after this on Wisdom. All right, welcome back to Lacrosse Talk PM. 608-785-7914 is the talk and text line. Peter Cameron, the Badger Project, journalist, editor, head guy, on with me. Peter, I will say, I got a couple of texts. Giblets are the heart, gizzard, neck bone chopped fine and added to whatever we were talking about, stuffing or so. Sounds awful. I've no desire to eat giblets knowingly.
It's like a hot dog, you know, it tastes good, you just don't want to know what's inside it.
Yeah, just put some cheese in there too, at least. And we were talking about that. You did send me a text, too, as you talk about your dad not playing the hit sometimes. He wants to experiment for Thanksgiving as he's making all the food. And you did send me a text. Behold the, is it Sithurkey? I don't even know how to say it. An octopus stuffed turkey with crab legs. It looks pretty awful.
I just found the worst thing I could and sent it to you. It's Cthulhu, you know, that mythological evil being. I think that's what it's. So it's turkey, maybe.
Yeah, turkey. It's spelled really odd. Cthurkey. Anything? I feel like octopi are literally aliens from another planet that just ended up living here. If you ever like really dive deep into the life of an octopus, it's really quite fascinating. I don't want to eat them.
They're really smart, right?
Yeah, there's just unbelievable things that they could do. They can fit through a tiny little hole if you had them. If some people have them as pets in like their aquarium, but they can fit through, like, even if they're giant, they fit through like a hole the size of a penny. They can change color. They got this, like, you know, it's never ending. And I don't know. We could spend a whole show talking about octopi, but I feel like we probably could turn it back to the nasty liberals donating to Wisconsin candidates through what you called a loophole in your story on the badgerproject.org. The top two candidates that donated to political parties this year, Carla Jurvetson, is that how you say that?
I'm not sure. Jurvetson, maybe?
Oh, Jurvetson. That makes sense. We spent yesterday making fun of me for not being able to pronounce a whole bunch of things. So we're just going with the flow here. Carla Jurvetson, a philanthropist, a political activist. Oh, she's the physician. I was saying she was a teacher, but she's a physician out of California, right? Right when we hear California liberal, we're really mad that she would be donating to people in Wisconsin.
Yeah, lots of out-of-state names on this list for sure.
Yeah, you have a list here, I guess. Scrolling. You've got the top 50? Is that how that works? You did top 50?
Yeah, we went and took the top 50. J.B. Pritzker, the Illinois governor, is number two. He's the Pritzkers, your listeners might know, they own the Hyatt hotel chain. So JB, the Illinois governor, has, I don't know, net worth of over $3 billion, billion with a B. He donated, he wrote a check, one check for $2.5 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. So
okay, and then the California physician, she's number one in the state. She wrote a $2.8 million check to the Dem Party of Wisconsin as well. So the top two.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the top two on the list donating to the Democrats, and then number three on the list, Diane Hendricks. I think, didn't she just get COVID? I feel like there was a story about her just getting COVID, but she's number three.
She did.
She donates $2.4 million to the Republican Party. And you have it in your story. She's the richest self-made woman in Wisconsin or in the world, or what is that?
Richest self-made woman in the country,
according to
Forbes.
Well, Forbes, we don't trust them. But yeah, when you look at this list, what thing really sticks out aside from the Illinois governor and a lady in California donating to the top two donors and both of them going to Dems?
Yeah, I mean, the left-wing dominance is sort of what stood out. That was a big difference from 2018. 2018 was another big Democrat year. But for whatever reason, at least in Wisconsin and donating to political parties, right-wing donors were very engaged, and they were doing most of the donating in 2018. 2020, it's the opposite. It's been a lot of left-wing donors, both in and out of state, both, you know, millionaires, billionaires, super rich that are. So the left-wing was very engaged to donate this time.
Did you do any comparisons with Wisconsin to other states and how much money is getting donated, or was that that's way too difficult?
We just stayed in Wisconsin, but I mean, it's not surprising that all this out-of-state money's pouring in because of how tight the presidential race was here. You know, this is one state, I guess, you know, Arizona and Georgia were even tighter, but Wisconsin was one place where Trump had to win or Biden had to win. People just dumping money into this swing state. We've been a swing state for a long time now, not a new swing state at all.
Yeah, is it weird then that this presidential election saw that money and maybe not the last one didn't see that much money? Or maybe they did, I don't know.
Well, a lot of the party money, I think, went to legislative races. And, you know, we've got, Wisconsin has arguably one of the most gerrymandered maps in the country, and that's for Congress, and that's for state Senate and state Assembly, and whoever has control of the legislature draws the maps, and that's the next fight that's coming up in 2021. So I think that might have motivated people to really be dumping money into Wisconsin.
I'm getting a text here. Diane Hendricks, she's number three on the list. She's the top Republican Party of Wisconsin donor with $2.4 million. This last election. I'm getting a text that says, Diane is rich because her husband fell off a roof while working and died. So I don't know if that is. Do you know anything, any more details there, Peter?
I don't know about how her husband died. I think they formed the company together. So that's why she's the, you know, richest self-made woman. They did it together. But yeah, he is dead now.
Yeah. And I guess, I mean, if I keep reading, I'll just read her bio. America's richest self-made woman, according to Forbes, is worth about $8 billion. With her now deceased husband, Ken Hendricks, the Beloit native launched ABC Supply, one of the nation's largest distribution siding, window, and roofing. In 1982, she has given tens of millions of dollars to a variety of candidates and political committees in the last two decades. And I'm not sure. It seems like that would be a big settlement, $8 billion for somebody sliding off a roof.
She got to keep it all. She didn't get divorced. She kept it all.
I suppose. Yeah, that makes sense. Self-made. I don't know. We're partners here. I think it was a partnership with her husband. But some of the other things that stick out too is when we talk about Thanksgiving and the political fights that we're going to have at the dinner table, if we were having dinner with families, but we're not doing that this year. We're social distancing. We're trying to stop the virus. But the donations on your top 50 list, they kind of are split too amongst family, right?
Yeah, I mean, one family that's not on this list that was in 2018 is the Ricketts family. Does that mean anything to you, Rick? You heard of the Ricketts family?
I've heard of it, but it's not ringing any bells at this second what exactly that is, except that it's my name, Rick.
Yeah, it's Ricketts, like the disease, but it's they're from Nebraska. One of the sons is the governor of Nebraska, but they own the Cubs now. And the family is generally pretty Republican. The governor of Nebraska is a Republican, and the mother, the matriarch of the family, as we called her, Donut, she wrote a 6 or 7 figure check to Wisconsin GOP in 2018. But there's a daughter who's a big, she's a Democratic bundler, they call it, a sort of a fundraiser, and she does a lot of stuff for the left wing causes. So that must be an interesting Thanksgiving discussion there. The number four on the list is Liz Uihlein, and your listeners might know that she and her husband Dick Uihlein have the shipping giant Uihlein, spelled U-L-I-N-E. That's the company. Their last name is spelled U-I-H-L-E-I-N. But they're out of Chicago, and they also have a home in Manitowish Waters, and I think in Milwaukee. Dick Uihlein has a cousin. I'm not sure how distantly related she is, but both the Uihleins are Schlitz, are heirs to the Schlitz beer fortune. So that's another sort of a Wisconsin family where, and Lynn Uihlein is a very big liberal donor, big Democratic liberal donor. That's Dick's cousin.
I feel like with these families, they're just covering their bases, Peter. They're just, okay, you donate some to the Republicans, I'll donate to the Democrats, and whoever gets elected, at least we could say, as a family, we've got it covered. Hey, look, we donated to you.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, we were talking about this. I mean, my guess is that that's more of something that businesses would do. A corporation would want to be sure their bases are covered. But when you're a billionaire, you know, you just want to see your guy or your gal win, I would guess. You don't care so much. You're doing okay otherwise.
Now, on your list, top 50 people that donated to political campaigns in 2020's elections. Number 22 on the list, Don Zitlow, the owner of Quick Trip, right? The founder and owner of Quick Trip. $111,000 to the Wisconsin's Republican Party. Right?
Yeah, he and his wife donate a lot. They're generally big Wisconsin GOP donors, so you see their names on the list a lot. George Soros, there's a famous name. George Soros is on the list. He gave $500,000 to the Wisconsin Dems.
Yep, number eight on the list. He's top 10. He got in the top 10. And Zitlow making the top 25 here. So I'm just doing college football now. He's the top 25. It is kind of funny. It's like you know, when the families donate to one party and then the other side of the family donates to the party. It's kind of like the whole Kellyanne Conway, George Conway thing, right? Isn't Kellyanne Conway is like one of the Trump, I don't know if you call her advisor or spokesperson, or, and then George Conway is like, I don't know if he's a Democrat, but at least an independent. And it seems like they have a kind of weird family dynamic as well.
He's a Republican, but yeah, he's a very anti-Trump Republican. So that one really spilled out into the public. Usually these things aren't so public.
All right. So, Peter, I think that's, I'm looking at the clock. We burned through all the time. You want to hit your website one more time before I let you go?
Sure. I mean, you can see the full list at our website, www.thebadgerproject.org. We're also in the middle of a fundraising campaign. All donations to the Badger Project we're a nonprofit. They are matched 100%. We're participating in a national campaign called Newsmatch. So, yeah, all donations are doubled until the end of the year, December 31st.
All right. Check him out, thebadgerproject.org. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thank you.
All right. Later. And, all right, we're going to take that last quick break, and Eric Rasparta is waiting on hold, so we'll get to him when we come back. All right, welcome back to Lacrosse Talk PM. I'm just going to wrap up here a little bit. We got a couple of calls. Eric Rasparta, like I said, Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, your last guest there, is he considering himself a progressive or a conservative?
Neither.
Oh, neither. Would he align himself to the Lincoln Project, do you think?
No.
No. Okay, yeah. Food, you might. I'm certainly you wouldn't like to eat, but when I was in the Army in 1972 in Germany, I went to a restaurant and ate some squid, and it was delicious.
It was delicious. I feel like squid are, thanks, Eric, for the call. I feel like squid are right around, you know, octopus, squid. I feel like they're all aliens. I don't know if squid and octopus are how related they are, but octopi, just super weird animal. All right, Joe's calling in. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, just a quick thing on octopi. You know, there's a show on Netflix about this guy that goes snorkeling every day, and he befriends this octopi.
Okay.
And I'm serious. It'll make you totally think different about how smart they are as animals. It's really crazy. I recommend it.
What's the show called?
he becomes friends with the octopi, and then the octopi, I won't say anything, but there's a disruption in their relationship, but you really need to watch it.
Is it called My Octopus Teacher?
What's that?
Is it called My Octopus Teacher? Yeah, that's what it's called.
Exactly. Yep, that's what it's called.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, maybe I'm going to check that out. That'll be the plan this weekend. Maybe Thursday, since I have off and not going to go home for Thanksgiving. I did get a text from Tom. He said, I love the show. Sad how corrupt government is. And I texted back, why is that? And he just said, it's all about the money. Yeah, it is kind of funny how, you know, these the loopholes they create to allow unlimited donations to go. Well, we can't get donations ourselves, but you know what? Let's let our political parties get as many donations as they want, and then we'll be good. And then our parties can just fund us indirectly. So, yeah, that's the story in the BadgerProject.org. One of the top stories on there. A couple of stories, actually, if you want to see the top 50 list of people who donated to Wisconsin. Number one and two are donated to Democrats, about over $5 million. Number three and four, Republicans. And that was just about $3.5 million. Pretty interesting list. All right. Hopefully when I get home, I don't have to shovel the driveway again. As number three said, I should have the girlfriend do it. She did text and say she has a four-wheeler with a plow on it. But the four-wheeler with the plow on it is not at my house to shovel said driveway. So let's get on that. All right. That's going to do it. One more show before the Thanksgiving break. We'll be back tomorrow. Teasing. We're definitely talking about green bean casserole when we start. All right. Thanks for listening.